And Jesus was just healing people every day, every day. You know, when you read in the Gospels, you just see, you know, Jesus doing good, doing good, doing good.
And he said that was the Father working through him.
Yes, yes, that was the will of of the Father.
Yeah.
You know, I love it, and I'm glad that people started texting. I've forgotten to tell people, especially people of Shoma, that it's a call-in program. You can give us a text. You can give us a call. We have two numbers.
Never too late.
Yeah, it's never too late. So you can give us a text or you can give us a phone call. The reason I like text messages and direct phone calls is that in certain areas, in certain remote areas, the internet won't be so good, but the text message
will come.
Yeah, will come. You can use
the connectivity
message.
Might not be as stable.
Yes.
But the message will definitely come.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So please come through via text messages or via phone calls. The lines are open. We have 0977-336085 or 0761-700-700. 0977-336085 or the MTN number, which is 0761-700-700. We have our first text message. This one says, good evening, Rajay O and the pastor. I'm really enjoying the show. This is Mr. Awesome, listening from Berlin. It has been long though. I'm back now. Oh yes, yes, Mr. Awesome. I haven't heard you in a long while. I haven't heard from you in a long while. I'm glad that you're back. We have our first caller, sir.
Okay.
Yes. Let's listen to what this caller has to say.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm okay, how are you, sir?
I'm all right. Your name and where you're calling us from?
I'm Clever from Silverest.
Clever from Silverest. Mungakambe, you can go ahead.
Yes, the topic is nice.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying.
I'm glad that you're learning.
Yes. I just wanted to know, because sometimes we do believe in things, but sometimes they don't happen. So now what happens?
Yeah, when you believe in something and then it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen, yes. Then it happens in an opposite way.
Okay, no, that's a very good question. That's a very good question. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you so much.
Thank you from Silver East. Can't wait. I'm just on the lookout for Choma. That's a call from Choma. 0977-336085 or 0761-700-700. Those are the numbers that you are using to come through right here on the Millennial Roundtable. Funny story, I've only called in twice, like a radio station before.
Really?
before I became a radio person.
Okay.
Yeah, so
was it
phobia.
Because of a line jamming or
no, just the phobia. I don't know where the phobia used to come from, but I called in One Love Radio before I came here, and another radio station. So but I understand when people have got the phobia, especially trauma people. If you're listening, it's a new radio station. How am I going to sound? Just come through. If you are free using your local language, it's fine. For us, we're supposed to use English because we're talking to the whole Zambia. Just like and the report that came is that we have about 6.5 million people on peak listening to One Love Radio. That's like 22 million Zambians. So we have like 5 listening to
which
on peak.
Good,
that's on peak. Yeah, so this is why we can't use Bemba, because then those that listen to Nyanja only won't understand. We can't use Nyanja, we can't use Tomo, can't use Lozi.
Be mixing.
No, it will be very hard again with what language, because we have Lozi people in Mongo, people that are, you know, that can only understand Lozi. But English has reached like a fair ground. You might not get everything, but at least because we learn it in school, so you understand. Yeah, it's just the Holy Spirit has got a way of
teaching.
Of teaching. So we have some text messages. This one says, nice topic. I've really learned a lot. Bless more in Siyavonga. We're getting close
to Choma.
We're getting close to Choma. We're in Siyavonga right now. I like the name, Bless More.
Bless More.
I only know Pass More, Love More.
Yeah, the Love More and Pass More. Yeah, same here.
Yeah, but
Bless More.
Bless More. And a nice name. Thank you so much for coming through.
I'm sure it's from the east.
Could be. Yeah, because we have good names there.
Yeah, we have good names. Really.
This one says, thanks for that powerful word. I'm glad for that gift from Berlin. I'm glad that Berlin is tuned in. It's like two people texting from Berlin.
Yeah.
I'm glad that Berlin is always online whenever we're here. So there are two things before I continue with the calls and text messages. So from the first text message from Mr. Awesome, he said, good evening, Rajeo and the pastor. So just your thoughts on that.
Pastor. Okay, yes. So from the first caller, they believed something and then it doesn't work out. I think, like I have said, half the time, if people are to do self-introspection and if they are to be real with themselves, you will find that we spend much of our time in doubt and unbelief.
Mm.
And because we've not ascertained who the real enemy is, we try to fight the things that come our way physically.
Yeah.
Which leads to a lot of people being depressed.
Yes.
And obviously there is a lot of people maybe listening, who are listening in, who are saying, I've done everything within my power, it has not worked.
Mm.
And that's what the problem is, because we've not really identified who the enemy is. Yes. Because if you know that you're dealing with the enemy, you know that your power can't deliver anything to you.
Yeah.
That's why the Bible is saying, put on the full armor of God, and having done all that you might stand. So our strength and our authority is that of God that we use.
Mm.
How is that strength appropriated in our lives? By ensuring that we stand on what the word of God says.
Yeah. There is
Yeah. Most people are depressed. Mm. Most people have given up.
Mm.
Not because God does not want to answer, but because they've done things the wrong way.
Mm.
They've used their connections. They've tried using their own way. They've walked from here to Bowland. They've walked from here to town and all those things. And God is the only picture that they've not put there to say he is there for them.
Yeah.
They go applying or doing everything they're going about with unbelief. I just don't know what God wants me to learn.
Yeah.
A lot of times, if people are to be honest, we've given up on faith because we say, what is God trying to teach me? He's not trying to teach you anything.
Mm.
He wants the best for you.
Yeah.
You can't say he wants to teach you something and at the same time you're praying to him that he should change it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like that. There's a scripture in the Bible. I need to master all the books in the Bible. I'm getting
over
there.
Over time, yeah.
I tell you, you're growing.
Of course, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, over time.
There's in Luke, and I think in Mark as well, it's repeated. The 10 lepers.
Yeah.
The 10 lepers. So those guys were in quarantine, and the quarantine center in Zambia was
Heroes.
It was a stadium, right? Mm. And Jesus was passing, so from afar. So those guys were shouting, like in the fence, hey, Jesus, son of the carpenter, hey, kindly heal us and whatnot. Then Jesus from afar as well shouted. He told them, go to the priest and show yourself approved.
Show yourself.
Because at that particular time, you had to get like a stamp. I think nowadays we go to like the Ministry of Health through the various COVID centers, where you approve yourself, and then now you can travel, you can go to the public.
You can move. Safe to move.
Yes. This is someone they barely knew at that particular time. They even say, Jesus, son of a carpenter. He was and whatnot. Then Jesus told them,
they heard something about him, yes.
Yes. Then Jesus, he was. Then Jesus said, go to them. Then the Bible says, as they were moving,
they were made whole.
Yes, they were made whole. But the first thing was them moving. So it's like us, when we believe, we don't move, we don't make moves, we don't call to find out about that, how that tender is going, how that business, you know, how you just don't make moves because you don't, like you are saying, maybe God is trying to teach me something, so I shouldn't even go to find out if that company is still hiring, and or maybe things like that, you know. But the Bible says, as they were moving, they were made up. But the first thing that was written is them moving.
Yes. The first thing is they called on him.
Yeah.
Because they knew
this
man, wherever he was going, he wanted the best for everyone.
That's
they
true.
Knew that the shape of your knife. Obviously,
knife,
when we call like blind Bartimaeus, he will do what he did for them.
Yes.
So that is very critical.
Yeah.
You must know that he wants the best for you.
Yeah.
And you need to settle that in your mind. The moment you just settle that God wants the best for you.
Yeah.
Good will be coming your way.
That's true. I always tell my friends, if I was part of those 10 lepers, I wouldn't have moved. Because if you go to the priest and you're still sick, they'll kill you.
Of course.
Because you risk spreading the
sickness.
The sickness.
And making the